So I'm here with one of the presidential hopefuls, Elena Pinto. What's your feeling after we've had the initial debate here? How are you feeling about what's happening?
I was quite impressed with the quality of the debate, which was statesmanlike. So the issues debated really related to the role of the president, to the expectations of the people, and to the challenges that Latvia is facing in the coming four years. And this is an encouraging sign for our democracy. Let's now watch and see it unfold in action.
And you've had a few debates with the other candidates over the last few days. So presumably you didn't really know them that well before. What's your impression of each of them, if that's not a cheeky question to ask?
It's wonderful to see that we have highly qualified candidates and that are capable of debating issues related to the national security, but also to our economics, and also from my part, putting emphasis on the other challenges related to trust in government, to the social inequality issues, and bringing also sustainability into play, so thinking about future generations. So I believe that the quality of the debate benefited from the diversity of the candidates.
And speaking of diversity of candidates, how important was it to have a woman available among the choices?
For me, it was one of the core elements in my motivation to stand as a candidate. We see that even though there is a quantitative majority of women in Latvian society, women are still underrepresented in political decision-making, in business decision-making. There's still a huge gender wage gap. And I believe that bringing in a female perspective will help advance on these issues.
And is your political career going to end here if you're not elected president, or is this the start of a sort of longer engagement with politics?
Politics as an art is not an end in itself for myself. I've been civically engaged in Latvia for the benefit of Latvia for many years now, and I intend to continue that regardless the genre of this art.